The practice of what's known as fusion voting was widespread in the 1900s, but now New York is one of just 8 states that allows major party candidates, Democrats and Republicans, to also appear on the ballot on minor party lines. State Conservative Party Chair Jerry Kasar says the system has benefited candidates and his party. Under the rules in New York, political parties need to get at least 50,000 votes for a statewide candidate, or they have to undergo a cumbersome petition process the next time they want to be on the ballot. Cross-endorsement often boosts a party's votes high enough to avoid that process. But Kasar believes the practice also benefits voters and gives them more options at the polls.
There are many Democrats who have for years voted on the Conservative Party line that have, for what might be Republican candidates, who choose not to switch their party enrollments, but this gives them an opportunity to express their philosophical voice.
A recently formed commission might put an end to that. The panel, formed as part of the state budget, will come up with a plan for public campaign financing in New York by the end of the year. But it's also tasked with examining whether to end fusion voting. The Conservative Party, along with the Progressive Working Families Party, have filed separate lawsuits to try to stop the commission from making any decisions on fusion voting. They say to do so would be unconstitutional. Assemblyman Phil Steck, a Democrat who has also run on the Working Families Party line, is one of several lawmakers who have joined the Working Families Party lawsuit.
Well, it's one thing for a commission to look at it and to make recommendations, but the way this commission works is that these so-called recommendations that it makes will actually become law if not contradicted by the state legislature. And that violates the fundamental principle that it's only the legislature that can make laws, and we can't delegate to a commission the power to make laws.
Both Steck and Kasar believe the real motivation behind the potential attempt to end fusion voting stems from a feud between Governor Cuomo and the Working Families Party. In 2018, the party endorsed Cuomo's Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon. Kasar calls it a power grab by Cuomo.
I think, frankly speaking, it's just part of his continuing efforts to try to control every little bit.
Steck agrees. He says Cuomo's appointee to the commission, State Democratic Party Executive Director Jay Jacobs, has already expressed opposition to fusion voting. In March, the State Democratic Committee passed a resolution against the practice.
Unfortunately, the answer is yes. He appointed Jay Jacobs to the committee, and Mr. Jacobs has already announced his opposition to fusion voting. So I think that's a fair inference from the circumstances.
Senior advisor to Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, says it's actually the other way around. He says it's really about the Working Families Party trying to protect their own power.
What I find to be most interesting is a party and people who talk a lot about party purity and progressive purity have now gone into bed with pro-Trump, anti-women, anti-LGBTQ rights, extreme conservatives like the Conservative Party. I find that to be the height of hypocrisy and very ironic.
The commission has not yet set a date for a first meeting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.